Dermatule from the Consumer Association of Ireland is here. The advice is expert. He has an intimate working knowledge of the Sale of Goods and Supply Services Act of 1980 and all other matters from a legislative provision. Your rights, your right to service, your right to returns, your right to repair, all those things. Dermot's the man. If you have a query, call us now. 850-6597. Now we're starting with a success story. This is Richard in Kildare. Yo, Richard!
Hello, how are you doing?
Pretty good. Now, you were on recently on the show about your air compressor, was it?
Yeah, for the air conditioning.
Oh, the air conditioning in the car, yeah.
Yes.
Yours is a VW. Which model?
Passat.
VW Passat with the... Do you remember this one, Darius?
Yes, I do, yes.
Right. And what happened anyway, Richard?
The marketing manager of Volkswagen Ireland contacted you guys the day after I was on the radio. Looking for my details. He rang me a few days later and basically said that he asked me had I ever changed the gas in the air compressor, which I told him I wasn't sure because I took it back to Volkswagen to have it serviced and they never mentioned it. But, but he wasn't sure whether that was the issue or not. But basically, as a goodwill gesture, he said that Volkswagen would supply me with a new compressor at half price, which would be €511 plus VAT, and that he'd contact the distributor to see would they do anything on the installation. So they rang me back and said that because I'd already paid €123 for the diagnostic, that they'd put the part in for nothing.
Hey.
So, but it's still coming in at €702.
Yeah.
So it's still in my I think it's still about, you know, a little bit over the top for something that the guy in the garage told me shouldn't have failed in the first place.
Well, at least you know now your aircon is in order in your Passat, eh?
Yeah.
True. Yeah. So that's it. There's the very cool Richard in Kildare because his aircon is working. Anyway, all's well that ends well, Richard.
Okay.
And take care of yourself. Bye-bye. So it's always good to get a few results, isn't it? Okay, who is this now? Who we got? Oh, it's Janet. Hello, Janet.
Hiya.
Hey.
Hiya.
Now, Janet was on here about a fortnight ago, Dermot.
Yes.
Judy was here in your absence. You were in absentia.
Very good.
And we were talking about the suite of furniture that she bought. Judy told her that if she only had the suite for 6 months, she'd every right to go back to them. And they want to send out an engineer after the whole side of the couch snapped away. Janet wasn't. So how did you get on, Janet?
I actually had the engineer out and he...
And what's this? This is a sofa engineer.
A sofa engineer, I had to give €45 and they said if they were at fault, I'd get my money back.
Right.
They've actually returned my money and the engineer said that the sofa was just, you never seen anything like it.
Mm.
It fell apart, the whole lot of it. Now the two-seater has gone like that and the Costello Plus Sofas was on to me and they said all they can do is send out an engineer and have a look at that and the part is still being ordered. I said I didn't want the part. I actually wanted a refund of my money.
That's what we decided. We want our money back.
I don't trust their projects anymore.
Yep.
The trust has gone now.
Yeah.
And I've actually got really no response. Only they're telling me their rights, but they're not listening to mine.
So still no resolution.
Still no resolution.
Dermot!
That's a shame, Janet. I suppose, can I ask you just roughly, Janet, the value of... I'm trying to ascertain if it comes under the small claims.
€1,800 and I had to pay €75 for to have it delivered and assembled.
Oh, okay, great stuff. Well then, what I suggest that you do, Janet, having tried your very best and, my goodness, had helped the furniture engineers across Dublin do their best... I suggest
that
you...
The engineer actually came from the north.
Really? Oh, right. Yes. There you go.
Yes.
We obviously don't have engineers down here for furniture. No, there's a gap in the market.
Haven't. Yeah, we haven't got, you know, sofa engineers.
Sofa engineers.
Yeah. It's very strange being a sofa engineer. So what are we going to do here for Janet?
Janet, what you need to do is just make one phone call to them or what is possibly preferable is...
Sorry, they did ask me to write it all down in the letter,
that's
which
great.
I did because my daughter fell off the chair that actually fell apart. I wrote it all down, handed in, and the reply I got was, I'd be 8 weeks waiting on a part, which I don't want. Okay. I actually wouldn't trust a fringe as far as I throw it.
Okay, well, I tell you what you do then. If you, either yourself or somebody who can assist you there, Janet, go to courts, C-O-U-R-T-S, courts.ie.
Yeah.
Download the application form for the small claims procedure. And fill it out exactly as you've just explained to Scott and myself, what you did, what happened. Give a copy of that letter that you sent to them outlining what happened. Explain that you've lost all faith in anything coming from that store, and that you explain this to them in great detail, that you're significantly out of pocket and you want the court to rule on your behalf.
Oh, that's brilliant. So I just go on to courts.ie.
C-O-U-R-T-S, courts.ie. You download the form there, Janet.
There's an application fee now. It's €15, but it's well worth it, Janet.
It'll be worth it, yeah.
Let us know how you get on, Janet.
I will do. I appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. You're on the Scott Williams Show on Dublin's Q102. Dermot Jewell is here, always on a Monday just after 6, doing consumer queries. 850-6597. By email from Rita Gallagher. On the 10th of July, my mum bought a table in a furniture department in Dublin. When the table was collected from the warehouse, it was not the table she purchased on the day. On returning to store, she was told that the table we thought we were buying was incorrectly marked with the price and code of another table, and that the table she wanted was €100 more expensive. They initially refused to change the table and then offered that if she pays the extra ton, they'll deliver the table free of charge. They've been quite defensive given that the fault was entirely theirs. What is our position? Thank you, Rita Gallagher.
Okay, Rita, this is a kind of a funny one and I'll explain how and why. It falls down to what was sold to you in writing on the, in this case scenario. In other words, what the docket that you got actually stated. Did it describe the table? And if it described the table that you bought...
Oh, you mean like one oval blah blah table, two leaves, all that sort of thing?
Yes.
Yeah, but there would be a stock code on it, wouldn't there?
There would be a stock code on it, but the point being, every retailer has an opportunity to make a mistake. And it can happen. But it's at the point of sale that they are...
At the time. As you hand it over.
That's right. Yeah. That they have the opportunity to say, I'm sorry, we've made a mistake, and I'm sorry, but you'll need to pay another €100 if you want me to sell this to you. But what I'm trying to get at here, and I get the impression that all of the dealing had gone through, the contract had been completed, the money had passed from one to the other, there was an agreement to buy it and an agreement to sell it and deliver it. And it was later this was found out. So basically what I'm saying is Rita could and should fairly significantly argue, and I gather she's done so already, but argued that she is not getting what was agreed to be sold to her.
So she needs to explain that
and
to them.
That's
now,
it.
I've deliberately not mentioned the name of the shop. So Rita might contact them again and explain that we're dealing with the case here with Dermot Jewell and Scott Williams here in Dublin's Q102.
Absolutely.
We have yet to mention the store. We would like to mention the store in the sense of how well they've looked after her.
Positively, absolutely.
Which would be a nice thing to do.
It would be wonderful.
Yeah, we haven't named them. So there's the advice to you, Rita. You need to get in touch one more time and do as Dermot suggests. You're on the Scott Williams Show on Dublin's Q102. The number is 850-6597. Consumer queries all the way. And Dave's in Finglas. Hey, Dave.
How are you doing, Scott?
Pretty good. Now, Dave's daughter bought a car, Dermot, and she had to put it through an NCT. Failed the first time, two small things, and then it passed. Now, one of the problems is the wiper and the front passenger seat, which are still broken. The guy who sold the car is supposed to be fixing the two problems, but he won't pay for the parts. But you got through the NCT, Dave, yeah?
He actually put the car through the NCT himself now. When,
and he did he sell it to your daughter with an NCT cert on the window?
Yes, then he did, yeah. Hmm. Now, the following few days, the wiper went. And I brought the car. I brought the car up to myself. And
how do you mean the wiper went? The motor stopped or the blade fell off?
Just one of the wipers, the front passenger wiper, wouldn't just stop working.
All right.
So I brought it back up to him, and he had a look at it himself. And he actually had two toy, you know, the plastic toy cable clips that you put holding it together.
Mm.
He must have put that to just to pass the NCT. But he said he'll sort it out. He'll get the part. Now, he said he wasn't going to buy the new part. He said he's going to get it from Bragg. I said, that's fair enough. But this is 4 months down the line, and I've been on to him a few times. And I've even went to a breaker's yard to try and source the part. And he's not willing to pay. It's between 60 and 70 quid for a part. But he says that the part should be only 10 or 20 quid. And he doesn't want to pay that amount of money.
Mm.
You know,
Dermot, where do we go here?
Can I just ask you something, Dave? When you thought about the car, did it come with a warranty?
He just said, if I have any problems, just bring it back to him. There's no problem. No, the usual
dealer.
No warranty.
But she got a bill of sale, I suppose. She got a receipt for this showing the type of car and all that kind of stuff. And
yes, I have a receipt and all. Yes.
So it has a docket and all.
The actual seat, the sliding mechanism of the front seat. There was a problem with that before we got the car, but he fixed that.
Yeah, but how in the name of God?
After three months, it's actually.
Yeah, how would you get through the NCT with a seat?
Yeah, that's what I don't understand.
Well, I've actually rang up the NCT myself and inquired about it. And they told me they won't give me details of my daughter's details, because even though my daughter is the owner of the car, they'll only give it to the details of the person who actually put the car through the NCT, which I think is crazy. I mean, she's the owner of the car.
Just run that past us again. If I, for example, take your car, Dave, and I bring it up to the NCT on your behalf,
yeah,
we find something. Are you telling me they'll only give me the details and not you, even though it's your jam jar?
If it's gone through in your name, he put the car through in his name.
Oh, he was the registered owner at the time.
He was the registered owner at the time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She did tell me the wiper there. When I mentioned the wiper, she said, "Well, that did fail the first time it did."
Yeah, but why did you ask him for the NCT the report?
No, he won't give it to me. He only gave me the actual
the
certificate and the disc. The certificate. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, your daughter, as the current owner of the car, is entitled to have the backup documentation, if you like, the service history and anything else. That's not in relation to it.
Damn, not according to the NCT. I was on to him for about half an hour. I got through.
Okay,
I wasn't happy with what he said. So I got on to a supervisor, and she explained to me the only people who can actually get that information now is the guards.
Hold on. Dave, I think now this is a much wider issue. Dermot, would you look at this through the office, your own office?
We certainly will.
Yeah.
We certainly will.
Yeah.
Can I just ask the quickest question, Dave? The garage that she bought the car from, would you know, was it a member of the Society of the Irish Motor Industry?
I wouldn't imagine so. No, I wouldn't say so.
Okay, yes.
I've been on to this chap now. As I say, the wiper linkage. I've even listened to your show. I was on to him about the sale of goods, like Nala.
Yes.
His attitude was, don't start quoting me that act. And I said, how long am I supposed to wait for this wiper link to be sorted out? And his attitude was, how long is a piece of string?
Look,
you know what I mean?
This waster. He's
some sort of stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
Okay, but vis-a-vis the NCT, Dave, Dermot is absolutely intrigued by this, because
very much so.
He'd be of the view that the registered keeper of a motor car is entitled to the information that appertains to that particular vehicle.
That's what I taught myself now.
Yeah.
The NCT are saying that only the person who actually put the car through, which was the previous owner, he's only entitled to the information.
I tell you what we do then, Dave. Take a note of this number, Dermot.
It's 01 497 8600.
That is the office of Dermot Jewell at the Consumers Association of Ireland.
Yes.
We need you to ring there tomorrow.
Yep, I will indeed.
And the Consumers Association themselves will talk to the NCT on your daughter's behalf.
Great stuff.
Okay.
And we'll take it from there. Okay, Dave?
That's great. Thanks very much.
Take care.
Keep the faith there, Dave. That's a strange one, Darren. I never come across that. 850-6597 is the number. And Marie's in Tala. Hey, Marie.
Hi, Scott. How's it going?
How you doing? Now, a company you know is advertising that they're selling suitcases for €20, reduced from €35. Doesn't that sound like a great deal, Darren?
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Only problem is they were never ever sold for €35. How do you know this for sure, Marie?
Well, I'd be in the shop a lot. I'm a customer of the shop, and it would range on different items in the shop. It wouldn't just be the suitcases.
Hmm.
So it's just, I have never seen say, the suitcase for that higher price ever. And
ever.
The shop would be open, no, a number of years.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, is that legal?
Is that false advertising, Dermot?
It is false advertising. It's not legal. And
is there a penalty for this?
There is, yes. Yeah. And what you do, the best thing for you to do, Marie, is because there is legislation there, and the legislation is upheld by the National Consumer Agency. If you get in touch with them and give them all of the details, which you okay. you wouldn't be giving us here, in other words, the name of the shop and the item, etc., etc., they'll be glad to follow that up, because that's seriously misleading consumers.
Yeah, it's
well, it is big time. So right, I'll get on to them tomorrow.
Yeah, so the National Consumer Agency. Who's the boss there? Anne
Fitzgerald.
Anne Fitzgerald.
Okay.
Anne Fitzgerald is the chief executive.
Right. Okay. Thanks.
All right, then, Marie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Actually, we can sort out something for Elaine here. She says, I was reading something in the paper today and I said, it's something about Anne, I can't remember her second name, as being the chief executive of the Consumers Association of Ireland. No. They're the national consumer agencies. Not right, Dermot?
They're the government ones with lots of money.
They're the government ones. The NCA. Dermot Jewell is the Consumers Association of Ireland, because Elaine was quite worried about you and wondered, had you lost your job?
Lost the gig.
No, he just... Emmett from Furniture Repair Ireland rang, Dermot.
Right.
He's a sofa engineer.
Good for him. You see? Now, why didn't he go to visit poor Janet?
FurnitureRepairIreland.com. Emmett, no offence to anybody, but I've just never come across the phrase, a sofa engineer.
That's brilliant.
Does that mean a man who draws new ideas for sofas, then, is a sofa architect?
Very likely.
It's a very good question. If you repair sofas, are you a sofa mechanic? We don't know. Anyway, if you want a sofa engineer, furniturerepairireland.com. Thanks very much for getting in touch, Emma. 850-6597 is the number. Dermot Jewell is here, and if you have consumer queries, now's your chance. Consumer queries all the way on a Monday with Dermot Jewell, the Chief Executive of the Consumers Association of Ireland, the CAI. 850-6597 on the phone, 57102 for just 20 cent on the text. Just before we go to Jenny, I want to have a look at this email from Freddie Galvin, and he said, I'm a customer of 3 Ireland. I recently upgraded my phone 3 weeks ago as my other phone broke on me on 2 previous occasions. I was not informed that I'm receiving an upgrade. I was signing up to a 2-year contract. I now want to get out of this contract, but I've been told that it's not possible because I signed up even though I didn't sign anything. After 3 days, I was unhappy with the handset I'd received, looked to return it, to be told that because I'd used it for 3 days, I wouldn't be able to return it. What are my rights, or do I have any? Many thanks, Fred.
Well, once you're locked into a contract, Fred, it's really, really difficult to get out of it. But in this scenario, the only thing I can suggest you do, because you've made the point that you don't recall under any circumstances being told that. I'm assuming this was sold to you over the telephone in some shape or form.
Must be, I suppose, yeah.
If you haven't signed anything. So the thing to do is to get in touch with the company again and tell them, because they do record the calls, tell them that you want a recording of the call.
Right.
And then you'll both know.
Unless he went to a shop, of course.
Well, that's a good point. Exactly. But if there's a dispute over whether or not you were told it was
and
a
just if there is a dispute on this, Dermot, let's say Fred went to a shop, he's dealing with that individual shop.
Yes.
Under the sale of goods and supply services.
Absolutely.
That particular shop,
because that's where the deal was done.
Doesn't matter the name over the door. Maybe we can help you there, Freddie. So, but just let us know how you go on. But just on a general question on that, when you get an upgrade, you know, like we have a phone and you say, some providers send you a text or ring up and say, would you like a new phone? And you say, go on, so I'll have a new phone. Cost you €29 or cost you nothing or whatever it might be. Mm. When you accept the upgrade or seek the upgrade and you use it, and you're bound over for another contract term as a result of that.
You generally are, unless something unique has been agreed in the middle that, we know you're only 7 months into this, or we know you're only 16 months in and we're going to give you an upgrade. Then if you take an upgrade, you usually start off again.
And for a minimum of a year.
Yeah, very much a minimum. Most are trying to go an excessive 1 year for all sorts of reasons, but one of the reasons would be that there's new legislation trying to wind its way slowly, unfortunately, and through the EU that will put a 12-month limitation
maximum
on contracts. Yes.
Yeah. And generally speaking, without reference to any mobile operator, would you caution a consumer against taking on one of those 24-month contracts on a handset?
Always, for all sorts of reasons. One, the massive amount of telephones that are, you know, working their way around the globe. Two, the reality that so many things can happen. But most importantly, three, because you have no idea what your circumstances are going to be in 2 years' time. You have no idea whether the greatest phone on the planet is going to come out in 2 months' time. And you're locked into something you can't get out of. You have to continue with that contract. And or to get out of it, it's more than likely going to cost you money.
Right, so.
So, yeah, I'd always caution and always suggest that you do your best to negotiate a smaller
term. And as always, with all these things, caveat emptor, as they say. 8506597 is our phone number, and Jenny's in Ballinteer. Hello, Jen.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Now, Jenny's car was hit by a panda lorry almost 2 years ago, Dermot.
Yes.
They admitted liability to a certain amount of the damage. And
yes.
That
they did.
What do you mean? The fellow who was driving the lorry said, it was my fault, Jen.
No, he didn't. I got photographs of the car being damaged.
Okay.
And I got onto Panda, and they sent out an assessor who looked at the car and went off and told me to get an estimate on the damage. So I went and got my estimate for the damage that they had done to the car, and a couple of weeks later, I got a letter back saying that the assessor has advised that the damage to the car, all the parts...
What sort of money?
We're talking... My original quote for them was for including car rental. You see, I'm a disabled driver.
Okay.
So I have to have a specific car for me and all this kind of hassle. Yeah. But anyway, the original quote was for 2536.
Right, so 2536, to put the car back in apple pie order back on the road.
Perfect order, yes.
And they agreed with you?
They agreed to some of the damage. They said that the dint on the rear quarter panel and door are not consistent with our truck. They actually brought the truck out and put the truck up beside my car to see could the truck have done it.
And do you accept that?
Well, it's a case of having to, I think.
Okay, so how much of the 2536 of that did they...
Okay, the assessor has complied an estimate on the damage, which amounts to €1,278.87, plus 3 days car hire at €153.22.
All right.
So it's a total amount of €143,209.
That's a very expensive dent, isn't it?
It's a very expensive few dents in my car, yeah. The whole side of my car was actually destroyed. The doors, the frames.
Have they given you the money, Jen?
No, this is my query. They haven't given me the money. They say, we trust the above is in order and confirm it is in order to repair your vehicle, and money will be forwarded when the final invoice of your payment is sent to our office.
So this is with a 1432?
Yes, but I can't understand how I'm supposed to pay for the damage if they don't give me the money to pay for the damage.
Yeah, well, could you not just give them the invoice?
I don't have an invoice because I haven't got the car repaired yet.
So, I mean, can you find a body repairer that can understand all this work and say, look, you're doing the job for me. There's the stuff from Panda. There's their phone number. Give the chap a ring. He says, that's absolutely in order. Fix Jenny's car. Send me the bill. 1432. End of.
No, they won't. No, Panda won't pay it unless the car is repaired. Which means that I would have to get the whole car repaired. There's no point in me just repairing the front of it.
Oh, I see. So
you understand?
The assessor says it's 2536 to put the whole car back in order.
Yes,
but Pandadermis only
paying
the
car was bought brand new.
Ah, yes.
You see, I bought the car brand new as a disabled driver, got it all adjusted and all, and I haven't been in a financial situation
to do that. Oh, we understand that.
To repair the car, I'm on a disability payment, and now I want to, because the car is now few years old, I'm eligible to upgrade my car, and I want to get the repairs done to make it obviously more valuable.
Okay, so where do we go, Dermot?
Well, where do we go, Dermot?
Jenny, just to understand something, are you saying that some assessor or all assessors are insisting that the entire car be repaired?
No, their assessor is advising that they didn't damage the back of the car, they only damaged the front.
Okay.
Yes, so Panda, you see, said, we only damaged the front, so we reckon that's 1432.
Yes, and we'll pay that.
And we'll pay that.
Right. Yes.
But Jenny, the way things are going, if this is to progress, what you need to do is go to a garage, and as Scott was saying, many of them will not have any problem whatsoever. They'll repair the car,
they'll
get somebody from Panda, and they'll say, there you are, it's repaired, give us the money. And that'll be acceptable.
So the car company will go through.
No, I would just say this, Jenny. Why don't you just say, look, hello, Mr. Panda. I want to get my car done. Have you a garage in mind who can fix it for me? Because you've agreed the price.
Right.
And I'll turn up there and that man will fix the car for me and send you the bill.
Yes, and I'll drive it home.
Okay, and ask them, can they provide me with a disabled driver's car, etc., etc.?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, well, obviously,
it's
that's
part of the deal.
Yeah, because they are admitting liability.
Yes.
Yeah, but I think that's it. I mean, that's the only way to move it on, is ask Panda to nominate.
Sorry for interrupting you, but any time that I've contacted them, they just insist that the garage that they got the quote from...
Right.
One person, one of the girls that I was talking to, insisted that I have to get the garage that I got the quote from to do the repairs.
Well, Panda can get that garage to do it.
Yeah.
Yes, but they'll only do the front of the car. This is what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah, but you want the front of the car repaired, don't you?
Yes.
And
suggest that I get onto this company. Now, it's actually not Panda, it's International Loss Control or something.
Yeah, but they're a big company, and you know, they can retain a garage, the garage that gave the quote. They just give the instruction, fix Jenny's car, please. We'll pay the bill.
Okay.
And get you back on the road.
And Jenny, just so that you understand, it's usually, and there'll be a lot of listeners out there and who would tell you the same, usually now it's the insurance companies who insist that they look after the repair, and they'll only give you the car. They won't give you money. They'll give you the car back when it's fixed. Don't think it's unusual. You're not asking for the sun, moon, and stars. This is just the norm. Say to the company, fine, can get it done. You pick the place. You make the arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
You get me my car in the interim, and all is fine.
Right.
And then you can come back, tell them. We'll mention them on the air how well they looked after you.
That's key.
Yes.
All right, Jen.
I'll do that.
Good luck with it.
You tell them
that
and you stop. It's not worth the stress, Jenny.
Mm. No, it isn't.
It's not.
it certainly isn't.
You hear me now. So anyway, get on to them tomorrow. All right, Jen.
Okay, thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye. Jenny there in Ballantyre. I'm sure those guys will sort that one out.